Blog Talk Radio.
Love that accent. My name is Sue Hirsch, your joyful wellness guru. I have a special treat for you today. Her name is Yalila Espinoza. She is a coach who helps people create a love map so they can release patterns of sex and love addiction and activate their sexual confidence and authentic communication. And authentic communication is so important in all things. Now, Yalila, thank you so much for being here with us today. And how did you become interested in helping people come to a point of authentic communication and love that is not unhealthily addictive?
Wonderful question. Thank you for having me share with you. And basically, it's been a puzzle that has formed and morphed in different shapes. But the essence of it is that I realized that I could put myself in the category of love and sex addiction. After the sudden death of my partner 12 years ago, I was in this state of depression and didn't know what to do. And it took such a big wake up for me to see how I was hurting and inside, and that I needed to tend to my sexual wounding that was stemming from childhood sexual abuse and physical trauma. And after the death of my partner, then went to South America and journeyed with the sacred plants there, and was shocked to have the lesson that through these sacred plants that I actually had been disembodied for a lot of my sexual experiences, and that through the energy of the Kundalini awakening, I actually was able to clear energetic blocks and then also tap into my emotional landscape and clear mental perceptions of how I viewed myself as a sexual being in the world. And this led to a 10-year journey of really going deep and exploring my own sexuality, and then seeing how this was valuable for other people.
Now, if it's not too personal, may I ask, and if it is too personal, you can simply tell us, well, I'd rather talk about, and we'll move on to something else. You can fill that in. If it's not too personal, I'd like to ask, why do you think you were so disembodied during your previous sexual experiences?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm happy to share. Basically, what often happens with people who experience sexual trauma, and as a child, this is what happened to me, is that in terms of coping with the situation, I went into, you know, basic survival mode, and one of the ways is to disengage and disassociate because the trauma in my body was so much that in order to survive, I, you know, found a way out. And this is a very common pattern. And so what happened was that pattern locked itself into my body. And so through my childhood and young adulthood, then when I was engaging with people, I was there. People would, you know, say, you know, that I was present. And yet a lot of folks would say to me, you know, where are you? Are you dreaming something right now? Many people also asked me if I was on some kind of drug, you know, because I just seemed airy and not quite grounded.
Maybe not quite grounded.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I carried, even though I was safe, you know, in my adulthood, I had carried that pattern with me, so, and it felt normal. And, you know, with sexual partners, they would ask me, like, where are you? I feel like I'm with a prostitute. And I actually had one partner say that to me, And it still didn't click in. I'm like, what is he talking about? Because I thought that I enjoyed it. I was able to have orgasms. I could feel some sense of pleasure. But it was only until I went into the jungle and then took these plants that I was shown what full embodied ecstasy was. And I'm like, oh, I see the difference now. Okay. And so then it was a long journey of clearing that pattern that was stuck in me, that actually purging those energetic blocks.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can see how something like that could really help. Now, we can't recommend just going into the jungle or the garden.
Yes.
Or straight out and just picking a plant and eating it.
Yes.
Do you want to explain exactly what the plant was and how it's normally used?
Oh, okay. Yes. That's important to clarify. So I went down to Peru and with the guidance of a very skilled ayahuascaro, drank ayahuasca in ceremony. And, you know, they say that in terms of learning how to connect with the plant. Sorry?
Really cutting in and out. You can't understand you at all.
Oh, dear. How is this?
Okay, you're back. You're back.
Okay, all right. So the set and setting is extremely important in that I...
Yeah, cutting in and out again.
Hmm.
Cutting in and out. Could you do this? Can you hang up and call back in again to the show?
Yep, I will.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
1 second, yep.
Okay, folks, she's going to call right back in again, and I know that you all know, so I'm not going to insult your intelligence by reminding you, don't eat any plant that hasn't been identified. Don't eat one that you don't know for 100% certainty that you know that plant like the back of your hand. Okay, here she is again, and she's going to tell us a little more about the ritual and about eating that plant and what it was and how it's used and what side effects it could have, maybe.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay, great. So as I was saying, the set and setting is extremely important in order to actually maximize the benefits of these sacred plants that the Shipibo and other indigenous traditions use in the vegetalismo tradition. The idea is to be in ceremony with a skilled leader, and you're ingesting ayahuasca in liquid form, and you journey through the night. And there are other master plants that are also involved in the vegetalismo tradition, and people can go into these ceremonies and have awakenings and clearings, and ayahuasca is used as a diagnostic tool sometimes, so the skilled facilitator can see what's happening and then prescribe a master plant, which doesn't have to be hallucinogenic, often it's not, and then you can choose to go on a plant diet anywhere from a week to a year. And so it really depends on, you know, what kind of... Yes, that's right. So I went on first a three-month isolation diet in the jungle. Mm-hmm. And so wasn't talking to anyone and ingesting certain plants for cleaning. And so purging every day for 3 months.
Coming in and out again.
Oh, dear. I'm not sure what to do. I can maybe try calling from my laptop.
Apparently, that's a that was very interesting, and I'm hoping she'll call right back in again if she can still hear us. I have taken her line off the air, And so you have been listening to Yalila Espinoza, who is actually Dr. Yalila Espinoza. She is an integrative health consultant for professionals for over 35 years. She's got a 7-step love map, so you can release patterns of sex and love addiction and activate your sexual confidence and authentic communication. And hopefully we'll get her to call back in so she can tell us a little more about that. Here she is. Here she is. Thank you so much for calling back in. I'm sorry I had to let you go for a minute because we were cutting in and out again badly.
Okay.
Now, can you tell us a little more about your 7-step love map?
Oh, yes, yes. So what I was learning from different plant teachers and different tantric teachers in human form is that the chakra system, there's different kinds of systems, but the simplest one that I follow is the 7-chakra system. It's really the 7 energy systems, and going through each level of energy in the body and clearing and realigning the cords that we have with people in our life, with memories, situations, etc. So we go through each one, and there are different exercises and tools that people learn so that they are actually self-empowered and they can continue a daily practice and whatever energy center they need to focus on at the time. And then we go into the deeper layer of integrating in rituals and ceremonies to honor whatever story is held in the energy center and to open up the channels to connect with other realms and other energies that are around us in every moment.
Wow, that sounds very powerful. Now, how long ago did you do this? And then what inspired you to become this kind of health consultant?
So I first was actually a counselor in a maternity ward, and I would say that I first started to really feel into energies at that time working with pregnant women. But I didn't know how to name it. And then, 12 years ago, then connecting with the plant teachers, and I would consider ayahuasca my first tantra teacher, and then being shown, just how energy flows and how to move and dance with energy in the focus of healing and realignment. And then finally meeting the teachers in human form and realizing that, oh, that's medical qigong that I was being shown. Oh, the different modalities were becoming clear. And then the second question?
And the second question is, how long ago did you become this kind of specialist in integrative health consulting, and what inspired you to do this?
Right. So, working within the Western medical model 15, 20 years ago, and then seeing the limitations in that model inspired me to investigate other kinds of modalities. And I would say 10 years ago, being introduced to the Vegetalismo tradition and seeing my own healing and then that of my clients really inspired me, I would say 7 years ago, to integrate the different modalities and seeing that wellness is actually multi-layered, and it begins with the basic physical conditions, so really looking at the basics, what people are eating and how they're sleeping, and then moving into the emotional layers and focusing on the heart, and then also connection to spirit and daily rituals and ceremonies. So seeing that health is involves all these different layers of life, and that it's essential for all of us to learn how to pay attention to body communication, so what we're being enlightened with in terms of information, and then how to channel our energy in our daily activities so that it's really in alignment with our soul's code and the more of the etheric level, and then also how are we relating in the vertical and horizontal levels with the people in our life and then our surroundings in our daily environment.
Yes, that's so true. I know that as a massage therapist, and I'll go into that in just a second, but first I want to ask you, please, if people want to contact you as a health consultant and retain your services, how do they do that, please?
Oh, okay. They can go to my website, yalila.com, Y-A-L-I-L-A, and then there's different programs that I offer, anywhere from 3 months to a year, and people can book an information session so that I can give more information and just see what is in best alignment for them and what they need.
Sounds good, sounds good. And do you have a phone number that you can give out?
I actually avoid the phone as the first step. But once they book a time with me, then they give their phone number and then I will call them.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So they should contact you at www.yalila.com. Yalila.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good, sounds good. And I have just put that in the description box also of my show, so people, if you want to check it out, you can look in the description box when you www my show on blogtalkradio.com. The short link is http://tobtr.com/s/number79868857. Okay, so that's the confusing link of computeries. Let's see. Now, I was going to go back and touch on something you said. It made me think to say it, to sort of rephrase it this way, because this is what I experience as a massage therapist, is that all our life experiences are sort of tucked away in our body, and then our bodies become the physical manifestation of our life experiences and our emotions and everything else that goes on inside of us. And we hold those different tensions and emotions and even laughter and joy in different parts of our bodies, so that we that actually affects our posture. It affects how we stand. Sometimes we start to hunch in a little bit with our shoulders. Sometimes I start to walk a little crooked, where my left leg crosses slightly in front of my right leg, because I do bad things to my lower back, and that's kind of where I hold a lot of my tension, or, you know, just lean over wrong as I'm giving massage. And I hold laughter actually in my thighs, which is really weird. People go to massage my thighs rather deeply, and I just burst out laughing. So this is another way of approaching the same idea that you just touched on. Do you want to address that at all?
Oh, well, you just gave a wonderful summary of how I see the body holding energy. And so, yes, it was really a long process in terms of learning for myself how I was holding the energy and where, you know, certain patterns of feeling tension would get stuck in certain areas. And I remember once, it was like 20 years ago, where I was going in to the hospital to work, and I had this extreme intense, sharp pain in my side of my belly, and it felt like a knife going in. And it was very shocking, and I was like, oh, appendicitis. You know, that was the first thing that pops in. And so I went to the emergency, and, you know, they checked it out. No, it wasn't my appendix. And then they're like, it was nothing. They couldn't find anything. I'm like, well, it hurt so much. And I, you know, took the day off of work, and I'm like, what is that? And then seeing over the next 5 years that it would come up again, I'm like, okay, this is my body like screaming at me, you know, mm-hmm. Hello, there needs to be some attention in this area. And then going, you know, through the different modalities and discovering, you know, the different areas of, the, you know, what the organs are holding, et cetera. So for me, it's a mystery unfolding every day. And how wonderful that we are embodied in that we have this capacity to learn so much in this way.
Right, right. Now, I did something sort of similar a long time ago just before I got married. I gave myself terrible stomach ulcers because I was so worried that maybe I was still too young to be making this life-changing decision for myself. And I think I just put all my tension down low in my belly, and that's, you know, gave myself horrible stomach ulcers that way.
Yeah, it's interesting. What I find in terms of the pattern, the clients that over the last, you know, 20 years that I'm seeing, is that a lot of women tend to hold the tension in their bellies, and a lot of men tend to hold it in their hearts. But, you know, just, and it sort of makes sense in terms of the indoctrination, you know, through our societal, you know, norms in terms of what we're able to express, and that men, you know, finding it a little more challenging to feel their emotions and actually go into that, and then how it blocks in the heart. And you know, the high numbers of men at a young age having heart attacks, which is how my partner actually died, was from a heart attack at age 33. And so, and then just, it's just interesting to see. So when I'm working with different people, just noticing, you know, what are the themes here, and the fact that over at least 50%, probably more like 75% of women experiencing sexual trauma in some form. It doesn't have to be the intense, you know, situations that we hear about, which are very common, but any kind of, you know, sexual shame, you know, that people experience, all of that held in these lower chakras, you know. And just as a Western society, how much energy we hold in the top three, or, you know, the fifth and sixth chakra, you know, because we're so mental, and that's so much of our focus. And it's no wonder that, you know, people are like, wait a minute, I feel like I have two parts of my body, my upper part, my lower part. And so often people are saying, please, can you assist me with connecting me with my heart, and then, you know, the heart being the center channel, so that both of these, you know, upper and lower chakras are connected.
Right, right, absolutely. I get that a lot on my massage table, too, in a way. Somebody came in recently, and they were holding all their tension up around their lungs. And I had to, like, really work with her to get her to connect with that and to see that it was really an emotional thing rather than just a muscular thing. And, you know, we had to work it from both angles. And we finally got through it with her coughing a little bit and my pounding a little bit on her back. And that doesn't sound pleasant, but for her it actually felt very good because she managed to release it. And then she could roll her shoulders back and stand a little straighter after the massage, which was nice for her. So, folks, if you have any questions on this topic for us, you may call in to 347-677-1860. And if you do that in the next 5 minutes before the show is over, you can win a free massage. So give us a call in just to say hi or to ask Yalila some, Dr. Yalila, some questions or ask me some questions about this topic. And I can put you on to Dr. Yalila's website, which is www.yalila.com. And please give her a call because I can't think of anyone in this world who would not benefit by calling Dr. Yalila today and checking in with her to just to tweak their lifestyle a little bit, their life and lifestyle, talk to her about your health, any health issues that might be of concern to you. www.yalila.com is her web address, so check in with her. I highly recommend it. Now, if you could give us one message in a nutshell that we perhaps haven't heard yet from you today, Dr. Yalila, what would that one message be in a nutshell? If you could, if we could take away just one idea.
Right. The power of our minds and attention is incredibly important and mysterious. So one of the things that I feel is so important, just, you know, first step, well, first being when we find ourselves tense in our bodies or we're confused, is to really stop and breathe. Breathing, you know, giving that spaciousness in our body. And also to really get to the basics. Like a real, I'm a quite practical person sometimes. So, you know, in terms of our wellness and general health, that to start off with really exploring, like, what are we eating? It's like food is medicine. And checking in with our hormone levels. You know, John Gray speaks a lot about this in terms of sexuality and sexual imbalances, that sometimes it really is a physical imbalance. And yes, there are many layers, emotional, mental, spiritual, but to start with the physical, because it's amazing how if we're lacking a certain vitamin or mineral, that it can really throw our bodies off and we might be confused for years. And really it can be a very simple first step to take.
I've had a couple clients just recently actually who were going through that, they were female and they were going through that time in their life. Most of us know it as menopause, I believe. Or I believe that this is what was going on for them because they were really acting that way. They were acting very emotionally unbalanced, and I suggested to them that maybe they want to check in with their doctors and see if this was that time when some hormonal supplements might be beneficial to them for helping them to feel a little more emotionally stable and balanced. And that seemed to really help.
Right. Yes, exactly. And so there are many, you know, factors at play, and really empowering everyone to take action today. So not to wait until, you know, disease or, you know, divorce. You know, we talk about authentic communication as a main focus for my practice. So to really learn some of the, you know, basic tools, and that change is possible in the moment.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off here and have you say goodbye to our listeners because we've got 1 minute left.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I wish beautiful blessings on your path.
Super. Thank you so much for being on with us today, Dr. Yalila. We really, really appreciate it. It was our very great honor to have with us today Dr. Yalila Espinoza on the Joyful Wellness Guru. And I hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Got a plan for that fun because it doesn't just happen. So go do that now. This is your Joyful Wellness Guru, Suzanne Hirsch, signing off. Bye-bye now.